Yeah, I don't think reparations for something that happened 150 years ago for whom none of us currently living are responsible is a good idea. We've, you know, tried to deal with our original sin of slavery by fighting a civil war, by passing landmark civil rights legislation. We've elected an African-American president. I think we're always a work in progress in this country, but no one currently alive was responsible for that.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Sour Power Hour on Player Shine Radio. I am King Nez. Happy Juneteenth. Yes, it's in a very historical day. Very historical significance. Yes, I just played a clip of Mitch McConnell telling you why he ain't giving you shit, you don't deserve shit, and don't think about asking for shit. Like a black mama at the grocery store with five badass kids, got them all in check. It's been 400 years, exactly, this day, that those Africans or those Hebrews came to America to build a nation, to build a civilization for free. No recompense, no reconciliate, no nothing. Just, you niggas gonna do this work, and if you don't do it, we gonna kill you, we gonna murder you, we gonna rape you, we gonna do everything in the book to make you do it. This is my thing. Anytime white people get to talking about what black people deserve, or what black people need or have the right to, or why we protest to the atrocities committed to us, you shouldn't protest the NFL that way, or you shouldn't march in the streets that way. You're scaring the neighbors, you're scaring the police department. Y'all just want us to be quiet with our heads tucked in our legs. And it's just, it's what y'all failing to realize is that the spirit of our ancestor lives on through us. You really think after 400 years, with all of this psychological manipulation, COINTELPRO, Jim Crow, segregation, racial bias when you're trying to get a house or buy land or get a home loan or a business loan or any type of loan period to put yourself in a position where you're self-sufficient. We, descendants of slaves, you know, growing and raising kids in a capitalistic society that don't give a fuck about the people that they shitted on, the very Africans they shitted on. Mitch McConnell said black people don't deserve reparations because it wasn't them directly that was impacted by it, and that nobody alive is here for that, so that it should just die and just, let's just move forward with life. Why is we sending all of this money to Israel? Why do we get these Jewish people billions of dollars? Why do we do that? But when it comes to black people, it's like we literally don't deserve shit. Let's say, for instance, let's go off of that shit y'all used to run where you gotta pick yourself up by the bootstrap. Okay. Black Wall Street is born. And not just one, but many across the nation. They burned it down. They tried to kill everybody, took the land, looted the houses and the businesses, took over everything, laid claim and stake to something that black people built by themselves. Once you gave us that opportunity and left us the fuck alone, we thrived. We created a utopia of black people that's successful, that's idols to the younger African Americans, that's striving to be their best and do great things in life as well. But you putting us in this position, in this category, where we just don't deserve nothing because of the way God created us. It is written in the Bible, whether people believe it or not, that he who leadeth in captivity shall be led into captivity. When I hear Mitch McConnell or anybody in the black caucus, or if you're a politician, it's like, I ain't really seen no real people like that's like truly genuinely dedicated taking these blows just based off of speaking up for black people and fighting for black people. The minute you get to deviating towards that, that's when I guess your career would be on hiatus. And if you want a career or you want a future in politics, you better get to talking about what's cracking and what's trending. To me, black people always been trendy. I was repping my race even when it wasn't cool. When it was team light skin versus team dark skin, all of that Willie E. Lynch syndrome fuck shit, that type of shit. I can't bear to see my black people doing bad or in a position where their lives is in danger because of how they look or what people think of them or what they thought they did. Just saw a video the other day, and regardless if they was in the wrong or right, the police ain't had no right pulling no motherfucking pistol out on no pregnant woman with her kids right next to her. Let's say they was stealing out of Dollar Tree, trying to get some toilet paper, trying to get some milk and bread and that type of shit. They ain't getting no beer or nothing. They trying to get some food. Go ahead, bro. Bro, double R in the building.
So now they work. You said they stealing out of Dollar Tree?
They said they stole out of Dollar Tree.
So now they life only worth a dollar.
Is it?
Well, when they get hung on the street. Mm. Because that's what the justice system is. Hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that's exactly what it is.
So we literally
use the right analogy.
So we literally gonna be in debt to this dollar, or we gonna be hanging from this legal tender, regardless, is what you're saying. Money don't grow on trees.
Regardless, because it's a generational curse. It has nothing to do with the generation now. There's people fighting for us, but everybody who do fight for us died. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, even Nipsey Hussle. You know what I'm saying? Whoever fight for us died, because that's not the right thing to do in a consensus where you got certain demographics that don't, you know, play that shit when it come down to black people thriving. You know what I'm saying? So now you got a power behind that. You know what I'm saying? And everything we do with the Jewish, the Masons, and everything else like that. And you throw all that at one individual, you know what I'm saying? No matter how strong they've been in the past, from presidents to activists, they all ended up in the same place, if not worse.
The real ones, at least.
If not worse, you know what I'm saying? Because you got your heaven and you got your hell. So you might have been practicing that, preaching that fake shit, and you know what I'm saying? Something might have happened to you.
This long, though.
You might have everlasted on some fire type shit, you know what I'm saying? Man, listen, man. The goal is to retire, man. You know what I'm saying? And everybody behind you is comfortable.
Now, when I speak on this black race issue, us as black people in America, it's not in the sense where I'm looking at us to come together and demand a handout. I'm looking at it in the sense where this is owed to us. Biblically speaking, I ain't reading in the Bible nowhere where it said that in the end the children of Israel gonna ask Pharaoh to compensate them. God gonna make sure that happened. It's coming in the form of many different ways, like the guilt, the resentment, the shame gonna be so intense and fierce and ferocious that they just gonna be throwing it at our, kissing our feet.
Like they doing now with our hip hop. Like they doing with our hip hop.
Like they do with our hip hop.
Let's just take that for example.
When we was watching Arsenal go overseas.
Look, check this out. They throw us the pig, and when we make swine out that motherfucker, they want to steal it back, right?
Yeah.
They want to put their herbs and spices on it. That's how they did with our music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's our shit.
Hip hop is.
Hip hop did stem from Brock, but you had the best Brock motherfuckers. That was
where
black.
The rock cup exactly.
One of the,
I was just finna say, where
best
the rock
motherfuckers
cup
ever. Jimi Hendrix was that nigga, and he was young too.
That nigga, R.I.P.
R.I.P. You know what I'm saying? Legendary.
Oh, that's real shit. Judah is treated like royalty wherever the fuck he go. They know who
everywhere.
He is. You go to China, they got images of the black Jesus.
Yes.
Angle to black samurais. America don't want us to see us and our influence around the world. You can literally go to South America and it's a whole nother chapter of Negroes. Yes, buddy. Let's get back to this matter at hand. This special occasion. This significant moment where we have a chance to finally hit it on the head in reference to what the overall generational impacts of being in America has actually done to a lot of black people in America, a lot of black people in South America, around the world. We were scattered like the sands in the desert across the world. And it's like, wherever we at, though we struggle, somehow we thrive in a world where it's set up against us. You can literally go to South America and it's damn near the same shit. I haven't been. You can go to Caribbean Islands, I've been there. It's like, it's the same shit. They call the white people Conky Joes over there. The colonizers, I want to say. The people that basically just telling them how to live. And it was back when I actually went, it was right after that hurricane, like a few months after that hurricane, and it was still bad, like ovens in the middle of the field and just everything beat up. But then you see big stupid ass island mansions with big ass walls and gates and shit. Oprah Winfrey owns this mansion and woo woo woo. But then you see these people living in shit. Think about Haiti. Why is Haiti the only nation in the world where it's like a black republic, where the leaders that run or rule over Haiti, it's like they handpicked by the people that were destroyed by the Haitian people once upon a time. They got tired of taking that shit. Slavery, all that shit. Like all of this adds up and amounts to one topic. Reparations. I'm past the guilt. I'm past the begging. And I feel sorry for those that put themselves in that position and category and justify our claim in the form of begging. Like, it's really not a question of asking or begging. It's a demand. Like, it's like, if you don't do it, y'all gonna be destroyed. And it's like the way Mitch McConnell was just talking. I mean, hey, once again, I always gotta do this anytime I speak on these topics, because we living in a world where people will twist and misconstrue your shit and have you looking and sounding like something and somebody you not. But this is definitely a message to anybody, black, white, Puerto Rican, Asian, Chinese, German, Russian, Australian, whatever the fuck you is. If you oppose to seeing black people in a position of greatness, if you oppose to the future generations of black people progressing and having more ownership of land and properties and businesses, because we definitely capable of doing it. A lot of us is doing it. A lot of us is still asleep. A lot of us woke. It's like we picking up the pieces, we putting the puzzle together, but at the same time, it's like it's getting to a point where white people sound stupid when they speak on black issues. You cannot speak for a black man if you have Caucasian skin. I say that to say this. I was listening to this documentary about gun control. And they were showing it from a view of white suburban middle America and then a black community that was thriving, basically. The white suburban community walking around with AR-15s, little 15, little 13-year-old girls and shit, little white girls walking around with AR-15s. You know how the white men, they doing the same shit, informing you on your rights. Like, you know, you have the right to carry this as long as you have a license. And woo-woo, we really want to pass the, if you're able to buy a gun, you can take it anywhere law. And then dudes asking them questions like, so what do you think about gun control and how do you think it impacts you and woo woo? And the little girl was like, well, I think we need our rights and it's a good thing and da da. Like, she was defending it and that shit. And then a white dude that was trying to compare. He was like, when black dudes get pulled over by the police and they get harassed, we feel where they come from. They're a victim just like us. And I'm like, wow. Wow, I had to run that back. Like, and the white dude had to run it back on him too. Like, wait a minute. So you can actually relate to dying? Because white men or white people just don't get shot by the police. Like, there's actual physical evidence that shows and states this. Like, you can be a white terrorist in America. You can shoot up a school full of innocent children and not be killed. You can run in a church and kill people and get took to Burger King after the fact. You could definitely be the case if you white. It don't matter if you got money or not. If you go to prison or not, that you still got your life. If you got a brush in your hand and you black, you automatically a suspect and you was a threat and that motherfucker feared for his life. How many times we heard that? It's crazy that it is Juneteenth. I was actually in the midst of getting ready to make a song in reference to defending yourself in this crazy world, black man, black woman, black boy, black girl. I'm not saying that it should be a race riot. Like, I definitely don't want that. Like, I'm trying to raise a family and do what the fuck I gotta do. But it's like, biblically speaking, look how these white people talking to us. Look how the fuck they treating, how the fuck their ancestors did us, and how they profiting off of what their ancestors did to us. Guaranteed, if they had to pay reparations, you know how easy it is to trace the lineages of who the fuck was former slave owners and how it ties into the motherfucking businesses that exist to this day? Insurance companies, car companies, food services. Like, my nigga, we can go on and on, but it's like, the minute you do that, that's when the recompense begins. But it's like, in the Bible, when Moses told Pharaoh to let his people go, God intentionally made Pharaoh's heart hard and cold against that wish and that demand. He wasn't giving a fuck about God was saying or what Moses was saying. He's his slaves. He finna keep getting his money and build this city. Fuck out of here before I kill you. Okay. All of these plagues later, babies dying, firstborn be dying, and plagues and shit, blood in the river, blood on the leaves, and all that shit. Pharaoh finally decided to let them go, and the people of Egypt blessed them with damn near billions of dollars worth of gold and jewels and gems and all of that shit. Like, they ain't had no choice. That's how tired they was and scared of and had no choice but to bow down to the power of God. You know what I'm saying? Like, even biblically speaking, in reference to our ancestors, like, I can't say that I hate my ancestors versus I love my ancestors. It's like a mixture. I hate my ancestors because of what they did to God. They chose to go against his word willingly and disrespectfully. And I just personally feel like that's something you shouldn't do. If you ignorant, you ignorant. But it's people, if somebody pulling your coattail and trying to give you the word, trying to give you knowledge, trying to give you understanding, and you choose to go against the grain, you choose to literally limit yourself to being what society has bred you to be. If you a woman, a black woman, society expects for you to fuck before it's your time, get skeeted in before it's your time, make babies before it's your time, and then have abortions and all this other goofy ass shit. Or have the babies, get on welfare, and live off of the government, just don't have a nigga in here. Just went on the Gullah tour in South Carolina. Shout out Godfrey, man. Shout out Godfrey. He showed us the historical significance of South Carolina on the human trafficking side of the game. Bro, when you go downtown to like Charleston, South Carolina, it's so many different tours and groups and shit, but it's like, it's this one tour group, dude, like he'll show you, like, all across the city, it's like these step posts. It's like they look like if you pulled up on a horse and carriage, you're supposed to step down and hop, step down on that and then get down. No. Bro, they got auction blocks all across Charleston, South Carolina. Like, literally, all over. Like, that lets you know back in the day when slavery was jit. Bro, nigga just be riding down the street and got three Negroes. And if he see a crowd, he just walk up to that little post and set the bitch up there. Slaves for sale, nigga, winch. Da-da-da-da-da, woo-woo. Like, whoa, that fucked me up because it fucked me up because we went to where the hood at. It's like real like the hood. It was like a public Section 8 housing. No men allowed. You can't have a man if you want to stay over there. You can't stay there. And then literally directly across the street, less than 50 feet across the street, $1 million homes. Marble steps on that bitch with the gates and shit from the 1800s and shit, like real life $1 million homes, like real life bread. It fucked me up because it was like right in this in the Section A housing, it was a slab, like a white slab sticking up. It was a slave block right in the middle of the motherfucking hood. Bro, that fucked me up. Like, I didn't know how to really let that register or process in my brain, because I knew that if I allow this type of shit to just piss me off, then I'm feeding into what they expect us to feed into. It ain't really about getting angry and reacting in the sense where we know we gonna get scrubbed, we going to jail, or they gonna shoot the shit out of us. They already doing that, and we ain't even doing nothing. You can either be walking to the store to get some snacks, trying to make a hustle out of selling loose cigarettes, be defending your rights in traffic, and a police just don't like your energy because he think you a uppity nigga, uppity negro. It's like, what you gonna do? Like, genuinely, like, this is, if the Bible says that with all of this happening and it's leading up to this point, it's like, I guess this podcast, this specific segment is an aimed warning at America, South America, and any other nation that got Judah in it. I'm just telling y'all straight up, you can't treat us like we less than and think that you won't pay for it. You can think that you can live comfortably and you gonna die comfortably and go into the afterlife comfortably. Bro, y'all got the game fucked up. y'all weird like that. I'm gonna let y'all have that. That ain't even what I'm mad at. What I'm mad at is the fact that we've been over here for 400 years doing all of the motherfucking work. What I'm mad at is that once you motherfuckers decided to quote unquote emancipate us and let us free, y'all didn't give us what the fuck we was owed. What I'm mad at is that the moment y'all saw that we was able to put ourselves in a position to take off, provide, and create future generational wealth, you niggas came in our shit, destroyed our shit, bombed our shit, hung people, demasculinized men, humiliated women. Like, you did so much. You fed our babies to gators, and it's still bullshit going on to this day. Like, the justice system is not our friend. Why do I have to fight for my rights when it's supposed to be a guarantee? White man, when I hear you fight for your rights, when I hear you speak on your rights, when I see you with your big ass pistol and, you know, representing where you from and your heritage, you know, like, guess what? We feel the same motherfucking way, except we just the darkies. We the ones that's old. We the ones they talking about in the Bibles, and we the ones that y'all gonna be serving. Ain't no disrespect. I'm gonna do what the word say. I'd be lying if I said I ain't looking forward to it in a sense, but it's like, if this is what God said, this is what the word says, then so shall it be. I for one agree that we definitely gonna be on a path where it's gonna be crazy, it's gonna be hectic. It already is. Look at the weather. All of these tornadoes and shit didn't touch down in the South, oddly, in white rural communities. Every time I see something about a natural weather event, it's always some white people crying and they hair fucked up and their house is gone and all they got is little pieces of memories and they don't know where they're gonna go from here and insurance can't cover it because this type of tornado hit. Then we don't cover them type of tornadoes. We only cover up to F4s. That was F12 and it was 7 of them. We didn't know what. No, you gotta figure that out. No matter what form these natural events happen in, even if the government controlling it, whatever the fuck it may be, it's like Satan, the people that move for Satan, the people that believe in this system we've created in America, the wealth gap, the economical divide, the propaganda, the misleading information. It's like motherfuckers really hate us, bro. But yet y'all brought us here. Y'all feel y'all not responsible for a wrong that America committed. If you say you love America, this is a part of America. It's just we was here first. We built this motherfucker. It's a lot of people that get offended when black people say that our ancestors built it. I wasn't here to see my ancestors do it. But the word was here, and the word was here before y'all. The word was here before everybody. The word was, still is, and will be forever. So I'm trying to figure out why do we go in circles over something you refuse to acknowledge? Look what y'all did to the Japanese back in the day. Had them living in internment camps. Y'all had to recompense them. Japan made sure that. Y'all did a lot of gang shit. Caused a lot of pain and anguish. It's like, if America really gave a fuck about black people, Martin Luther King probably would have died 10 years ago. Malcolm X, same shit, probably still be alive because he got that fire in him, you know. He was on to something where he just kept elevating and evolving. The more knowledge he gained, the more levels he cracked. I ain't saying he knew everything, but he knew enough where to divide the black man and go against his brother is foolishness. Why would I go against you especially if we disagree? As brothers, we should figure out a way to come to an understanding. And even if we don't agree on this, because we chose to listen and communicate, now we came up with a new game plan that benefits the both of us, and we both comfortable in delivering on what we able to do. Why the fuck would we put ourselves in a position to just continually get murdered every day and targeted and discriminated and stereotyped? I'm from Milwaukee. I know all about that. It be them motherfuckers from them rural ass counties that ain't used to being around black people. Like, they just go off of what they see on TV and what people tell them about us. And then when they get around us, that's how the fuck they treat us. And it's like that around the world, except here in America, especially America. This black, white, Mexican, Jewish, this, that, like everything's busted down and segregated over here, there, and there. This group don't fuck with that group. A lot of my people, especially my elders, gonna get salty at me if I tell you why voting is a fucking stupid move. It's like, according to Mitch McConnell, our reparations came in the form of Barack Obama. What did Barack Obama do for black people as a whole? What did Barack Obama do for Trayvon Martin? It's like, I don't fuck with Trump, but one thing I respect about Trump, even if he is bogus, even if he is wrong, the fact that he stood on that shit and it came back not true, he's still riding with the shit. Like, whether it's true or not, like, when it comes to white people, they know how to hold each other down, especially when they got the same agenda. But it's like, when it comes to us, it's like, we've been so mentally distraught, beaten down, and fucked up that the moment we do come together and share ideas, it's either a motherfucker just trying to come up off a nigga or finesse a nigga on to the next nigga through this word. The word will set you free. The word reveals. The word open up doors. The word to show you where the fuck niggas lay. The word to show you where the hate is and who really this and who really that. It's just gonna be on you to follow through and move accordingly, or just let whatever happen happen. I can't live my life like that. I believe that us as a people, us as a race, we've been here in this position for so long because biblically that's what God said. He said that he was going to take away our name. He said he was going to give us over to our enemy, and they was going to erase our name, our heritage, our everything, our identity. And they did that. It's not our native tongue. We speak, we don't even know exactly where we from in Africa. The only way you know where you from exactly in Africa is through the Bible. The Bible reveals all. It's like a navigation to, as a black man, who you are. It's a history book of who you are, black man. Why would the people that brought you here want you to know that? Why wouldn't they put stooges in position where it's all about the money at church before they actually give you the word to break spiritual bondage and plead the blood of Jesus over any negative force that's trying to cripple you spiritually, mentally, or psychologically? Why would they give you that? Think about that. It's like ultimately it's getting to a point where now it's Juneteenth, 2019. Our president, you know, we know he don't like black people. And we cool with that. Like, I don't got nothing against Trump. Like, hey, I already knew you was a fuck nigga. We already knew you. We knew you wasn't shit just based off of what you did. Like, you showed your true colors with the Central Park 5, my nigga. It's a whole Netflix documentary that you don't even like talking about. You took out a full page ad on why niggas ain't shit. This nigga took out a whole ad. An entire ad on why niggas ain't shit. Why they deserve to die. Just for it to come back that they didn't do it. This guy did it. And here's the evidence to prove it. Him being the president, he'd rather pardon an Iraq veteran that tortured a teenage ISIS member. He tortured him and shot him. Like, he did all type of weird shit to that little boy. Like, he did all. He would rather pardon them type of motherfuckers before he apologized for that fuck shit that came out his mouth. That's our president. That's America. That's why whenever we try to come together on some protest shit, it's so easy for them to knock us off and pick us off individually. Now that technology has become so sophisticated, it's like it's very easy for them to manipulate the media and make it look like we the reason why they react to us the way they do, and we're animals, and we're this, and we're that. And if you steal a pack of cigars, you're going to get your brains blown out. You know what I'm saying? If you walk into the store and you pay for a pack of Skittles in an Arizona tea, I'm a stalk you. If I'm a white man, I'm a stalk you. Like, I'm the police, even though I'm not the police and I don't have no right to what I'm doing. But I'm going to hunt you down and I'm going to gun you down. Because I got the complexion for the motherfucking protection. You can't tell me shit. I'm a white man. And we do what we want to do in this nation. Even if they pass gun laws, bro, them white people not giving their gun. If America passed a gun law where guns is banned, if you're not an active member in the service or a police officer or a government official, it's illegal for you to possess a gun. And, ooh, bro, America is no longer America that day. Them white people going crazy. You know what I mean? Militias gonna pop up. Like, they're already showing what they'll do if Mexicans cross their border. Don't get me started on the migrants. They got all of these migrants crossing the border, trying to escape poverty and drugs and gang violence. America like, nope. Mexico, if y'all don't do something about it, I'm slapping tariffs on you, and they only gonna go up. Mexico said, fine. We'll curb their enthusiasm, but I don't know. They're just gonna try again. It gotta be fucked up down there for them to be risking their lives. People, babies is dying in custody. They got these people locked up in jail cells like they really criminals. Low key, the facilities is probably better than they homes and shit. You know, not trying to disrespect or nothing like that, but I know Portugal, since I was a little kid, that country been in poverty. They used to have people come in there and talk about kids in Portugal and donating and shit. I'm like, dude, we ain't come here for that. We came here to have fun. But that's real. Just because these people suffering and you can't see it or they don't talk about it don't mean that it don't exist. If a tree falls in the forest and nobody's there to hear it, did it make a sound? Shirt busting ass nigga. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. I have to definitely go in on this matter and this issue because I hold it near and dear to my heart because I'm so passionate about my melanin, my heritage, my race, my history, and who I am revealed through the word of God. Anything less than that, I mean, I'm in another bag. I want to do something inspiring and uplifting in the world. I want to be able to not just teach and show people, but live it and breathe it as well. And it's a journey. Definitely is, but I know I'm capable of doing it, and through God I can do all things. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Player Shine Radio. This is the Sour Power Hour, but yeah, and that's just how it is. I can't hold back. I held back too long. When I hold back, I get frustrated. I don't give a fuck how you feel. Maybe that's why I do it. I don't know. But what I do know is, it's 2019. It's Juneteenth. Shout out to my ancestors. Through y'all mistakes and y'all tribulations and missteps, hopefully we that generation that made that bounce back reality. We the reason why prophecy was fulfilled. We don't know when God coming back. We don't know. But what I can tell you is, he on his way. And every time I hear white people talk on black people's issues or matters, and the shit that come out these white people's mouth, it just reconfirmed it. Like, damn, Esau, you so fucking arrogant and disrespectful, but it's like, it's cool. We Jacob. It's the end of Esau and the beginning of Jacob. It's not my fault that you chose to, it wasn't our ancestors' fault that you chose to trade your blessings for red pottage, my G. That was your goof ass fault, nigga. You wasn't fit to die. You would just hug your stomach hurt. Like, damn, shouldn't have been in the field running around. You should have put something on your stomach before you left, but you didn't. And you was fucking with them weak ass bitches your mama told you not to mess with. You was messing with them dirty fornicating ass women. I don't remember exactly from which tribe, but your mama told you don't, and you got two of them. They was dyking, I bet. And you like that shit. Like, Esau, you put yourself in that position. And then you get mad when he claimed the blessings. Get mad he put on to get the blessings. It was biblical. It was meant for him. It was before, when y'all was in the womb. God said it. It's two nations in that womb. The older shall he serve the youngest. And that's what the fuck happened. That's exactly what happened. He said, Jacob gonna inherit the world. Esau shall rule with the sword. But it's the end of Esau and the beginning of Jacob. It's like an equinox down there. Today is like an equinox, in a sense. I'm not too familiar with all of that. I understand it, but I don't want to put myself in a position to bite my own tongue or speak on something that I ain't like fluent, bar for bar type shit. It's definitely a special time though, in our lives, no matter how old we is or young. Living in a pivotal point where though the physical change not there for a lot of us, the mental change are, and it's been done systematically. To this day, whether it's through TV, music, whatever, the food you eat, they putting all type of chemicals in your food to make you act a certain way or feel a certain way. Kraft cheese don't burn. I said it. Kraft cheese does not burn. So I'm done with you, Kraft. I was fucking with y'all for a minute, but it's like, none. I'm gonna stick to the Velveeta. I'm gonna give me some Velveeta. Like everything fake. I got some peaches in the motherfucking refrigerator right now. The motherfucking suspect is a bitch, bro. I don't know. The motherfucker's not sweet. They got the essence of the when you taste it and you taste the aftertaste, you taste the essence of a peach, but it just is bitter as fuck. Like the soil isn't rich where y'all grew that crop at. That soil has been overworked, I guess. I don't know, but yeah. You can't say that the world is dying and it's global warming. It's like, just read the Bible. And it's going to show you what's happening. He's like, how is it all of this happening? And then new passageways in the Arctic is opening up. Russia, China, America, everybody clamoring to these new spots that ain't opened up that's full of natural resources and gas pockets and minerals and all type of shit. Y'all doing all of this, but it's like, yo, in the midst of chasing the dollar down and on some business shit, it's like, y'all do realize that y'all making the world fucked up to the point where y'all ain't gonna have nobody to sell it to. At that point, it's like, how can you sell gas if the world flooded? How can you That's just how I feel. I don't know. I think like that. I think on that type of shit. Mainly because it's like, I was listening, matter of fact, I was listening to Neil deGrasse on the Joe Rogan podcast. Shout out to Joe Rogan, crazy ass nigga, crazy ass white boy. But Neil deGrasse was on there, and it was like, he was busting down some shit, like even his thoughts on God. And it wasn't that he said he didn't believe, it's just he, you gotta look at how his upbringing was and all of that. Like, I'm pretty sure I didn't grow up like him, but it's like you could tell he grew up in an environment that was nurturing and provided a way for him to fully thrive in science and how the world and how organisms and cells and the universe and all of that type of shit works type shit. Most motherfuckers will look at him like a professional conspiracy theorist. Most will look at him like he's a real life scientist. I look at him like he's a scientist, you know, from a worldly aspect. I'm pretty sure when the camera's off, he really be talking that shit though. But until that moment ever happened where I cross paths with somebody like that, I'm gonna just leave it at that for a moment and just continue on. Like, what intrigued me about Dr. Neil deGrasse was that in reference to how the world and the universe was created, how everything was created and put in this natural place and natural order. It wasn't that he said it just happened, But he let it be known, like, indirectly, that it was a force behind it happening this way, or these, this Adam being able to do this, or being able to house this many organisms and whatever the fuck. And it blew my mind, because even though I'm not the science type, I still do like science. Like, I might not be on that shit or know how to build a hydrogen tachyon amplifier 5000 and shit like that, my nigga, but that type of shit do intrigue me. With that type of mind, the type of minds we possess naturally, it's like, imagine a Neil deGrasse back during our ancestors' time, talking that same shit, but applying to those times, putting us in a position to teeter further away from what Moses had already done, and how he already led us out of captivity and was leading us to the land of milk and honey. It took us 40 years to get there because we worried and we doubted and we gave up and we backslid, and we eventually just ended up doing the most and got to worshiping idols again. Like, what the fuck is our fascination with worshiping idols? Why do we do that? It's a fucking piece of wood or a piece of stone or a piece of metal, like, or a picture or an object. Like, what do you get out of that? Like, because you can't see your creator. My nigga, you can't see air, but you breathed it, living your life. Listen, man, I definitely wanna, I'm gonna just leave it at that, man. Once again, happy Juneteenth to y'all. I hope y'all have a wonderful, blessed day. I hope everything play out in y'all favor. I hope that today is a great day for y'all. I am King Nez. Tune in next week. Yes, buddy.